Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
In northern Colorado, firefighters scrambling to contain the monster Cameron Peak Fire, burning since mid-August. Now the largest wildfire in state history.
Massive Colorado wildfires force thousands to evacuate. Wind and solar energy, now the cheapest energy in the world. Plus,
the future rests in renewable energy.
Joe Biden talks clean energy and infrastructure jobs at ABC Town Hall.
Did Donald Trump talk about it at the NBC Town Hall?
Nope.
Weird. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Let's talk about wildfires, a.k.a. the coronavirus of the forest.
True. They're getting worse, not going away, costing Americans billions, are taking people's lives, and the president of the United States is clueless about them, in denial, and wishes we'd stop talking about it. This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, even though there are more Republican Donald Trump voters in California than any other state in the union, he really hates California.
yes, he must, because Trump is jerking around with disaster aid for California. First, the Trump administration late last week very publicly rejected California's request for disaster aid from record-breaking wildfires, saying Trump concurred that California didn't deserve it. And then after the completely predictable public outcry, Trump reversed himself.
He does that a lot, doesn't he?
Yep, and Colorado residents may now get to see if Trump plans to jerk them around, too. Thousands were forced to evacuate from the new Calwood Fire near Boulder that erupted over the weekend, straining firefighting resources already struggling to contain the explosive Cameron Peak Fire near Fort Collins. That one has burned since August and has grown to be the largest fire in the state's history.
So, 5 of the 6 largest fires in California history have taken place this year here in California, and now the largest fire in Colorado history also this year, but I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
Well, 2020 is one of the worst wildfire seasons ever for both California and Colorado, driven by high winds and extremely dry conditions, especially in Colorado, as October snows have failed to appear. Climate scientists warn that wildfires are now hotter, more intense, and more destructive because of man-made climate change.
Did Donald Trump complain that Colorado doesn't rake their leaves in the forests?
Not yet.
I'm sure he'll get around to it.
New wildfires have also erupted in Utah as well.
Oh, well, he definitely won't complain about them not raking leaves in Utah.
Well, the 2020 fire season has been historic in the U.S. West, with nearly every state battling active wildfires. More than 46,000 fires have burned this year in the United States, scorching more than 8 million acres so far.
And more than 4 million of them have been right here in California.
In Brazil, a heat wave has spread across a large swath of South America, setting multiple records and triggering wildfires in the world's largest tropical wetland. The New York Times reports that roughly a quarter of the vast Pantanal wetlands in Brazil, one of the most biodiverse places on Earth, have burned in wildfires intensified by climate change. Wildfires also leave much more behind than just destroyed forests and homes. A new study warns that rising smoke plumes contain more than just lung-damaging particles, but can also contain cancer-causing chemicals in the smoke that disperse into the air, the soil, water, and even into indoor dust. But they say more research is needed to understand how much and how to mitigate these chemical contaminants. In U.S. politics, at a town hall hosted by ABC News late last week, held after Donald Trump pulled out of a scheduled presidential debate, former Vice President Joe Biden got an opportunity to expand, without interruption, on his proposals to create jobs in upgrading the nation's infrastructure and transitioning to 100% clean energy.
We're going to put 500,000 charging stations on new highways we're building and old highways we're building.
There are well over 100,000 wells that are left uncapped in the region. We could hire 128,000 of these people who are working in the industry to cap these wells and get a good salary doing it now. Put close to 1 million people to work by weatherizing 4 million buildings and 2 million homes.
The NBC News town hall with Donald Trump aired at the same time, but climate policy and jobs did not come up. Climate is a topic in the final presidential debate of 2020 on Thursday, so for the first time in U.S. history, climate change will be a topic of all three general election debates.
We'll see. Donald Trump is working the refs, whining about the moderator and the topic, so we'll see if climate change is still in by the time they get there.
Finally, there is some very good news. The infamously cautious and conservative International Energy Agency finally confirms previous research showing that wind and solar power are now the cheapest form of new electricity in nearly all of the world today and will continue to fall in price. The report suggests the transition to clean electricity is unstoppable.
That is good news. For much more on all of these stories and the many we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.